The Rescue Worker, a lifelong transformational journey of Jesus apprentices, learning to love, serve, and be like the Master. Experiencing Jesus in the Gospel of Luke with Dr. Douglas Pereira.
Hello, welcome to The Rescue Worker. I'm so glad that you have joined us today for the Community of Jesus Apprentices, where we are trying to be like Jesus, having an experience with Him, learning from Him how to love and serve as this community of apprentices of Jesus, the Rescue Worker community. We are trying to live out for a model that says and states, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. And you must love your neighbor as yourself. As Jesus' apprentices, we want to live by this model: loving God, the neighbor, and one another. Well, we are finishing today our 8th week. That's right. We are finishing our 8th week. And it has been a blessing for me, and I hope it has been a blessing for you as well. And this week, we study so many important lessons and values about Jesus and the Kingdom of God. And I pray that we will be able to live out those lessons and principles, that we can manifest the Kingdom of God whatever we are. And that's so crucial. That is so important. So, each week of this journey of experiencing Jesus in the Gospel of Luke, we have a memory verse. And today, for the last time, here is the memory verse for the 8th week. And the memory verse comes from Luke 4:40. As the sun went down that evening, people throughout the village brought sick family members to Jesus. No matter what their diseases were, the touch of His hand healed everyone. It is so important and crucial for Jesus to share God's kingdom and the kingdom power as He expressed the love through healing. And somehow we need to follow Jesus' steps and do the same. Try to repair, to heal, try to do the best so people can be released, set free, and brokenness can become restored. So I pray that somehow you'll be blessed daily by God's kingdom, and somehow you'll be share this kingdom with others. Today we are studying Jesus' healing, a special healing of Jesus. Here on chapter 5, is starting on verse 12, going to verse 16. And I think there's so many great lessons for us here. Then more than ever, we need Jesus, we need the Holy Spirit's guidance so we can grasp what is God's will for us as apprentices of Jesus. So we need to ask God's direction. We need to position ourselves before Him, to receive His touch, to hear His voice, and feel and experience His presence. We believe and we claim the promise of Hebrews 4:16. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive His mercy and will find grace to help us when we need it the most. God is available for you right now. He knows what's going through with you. He knows your need. He knows what you're looking for. And He wants to provide for you. What you need to do is to rely in Christ, rely on God, come to Him in His presence. So Take this 1 minute that I'm providing for you to come in God's presence, ask Him's direction as we study the Bible, and ask Him to touch you, ask Him to manifest to you in a mighty way. And use this moment to connect with God. And after this minute of reflection, we'll come back so we can study the lessons of Luke chapter 5, verses 12 to 16. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your blessings. Thank you so much for Jesus Christ, for your word. Thank you for the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And thank you for this opportunity for to be here in community, to study and reflect God's word and the life of Jesus. Speak to us, Lord. Provide for our needs. Bless us, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So, where we are. Yesterday, we studied when Jesus had a shift or a new component was added to his public ministry. So far, we saw him as a teacher, a rabbi. Someone that is teaching in the synagogues. He has a message, a clear message. A message that he presented in the synagogue in Nazareth. A message that he repeated this message. Luke 4, 18 and 19. That's the essence of Jesus' ministry. And I think we need to keep that in mind because that is the script that he's trying to follow. This script comes from Isaiah 61 and Isaiah 58. And we read, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, that the blind will see, that the oppressed will be set free, and the time of the Lord's favor has come." That is the essence of God's kingdom, to bring justice, mercy, to bring love, to heal, to repair, and to proclaim that God reigns and His reign is a reign of grace. And we see that His healing has authority over the demons. He's casting out demons and evil spirits. He's healing people. He comes and performs a wonder, right? As he is able to bring fishes to Peter's net, Simon's net, right? So he has authority of nature. And we saw yesterday how Jesus started now investing his life into others, in other people's, mentoring them, discipling them, so they can learn how to be agents of the kingdom, how to be Jesus, how to be this apprentice of Jesus and doing the kingdom work. And now we come to verse 12. Verse 12, it starts an account with Jesus healing someone with a very interesting disease. So let's pay attention, because I think there's so much to unpack here. In one of the villages, so let's stop here for a second. Let's read. In the one of the villages, Jesus met a man with an advanced case of leprosy. So let's stop here for a second in a moment. So I think is one of the first times that Luke is not so specific about the location. He just says, in one of the villages. We understand that Jesus probably is in Galilee, the region of Galilee. We understand that according to Flavius Josephus, one of Jewish historians, close to the time of Jesus, he writes that the Galilee had around 200 cities and towns. So among those, in one of those 200 cities and towns, Jesus was there. And he met a man with an advanced case of leprosy. Well, we need to keep in mind that the leprosy that the Bible refers here may not be the same leprosy that we understand today. And I don't want to go in details about that, but what we know is a disease, right? It's a physical disease, a disease that we can see this the effects on the skin, at least related to Leviticus 13 and 14, right? But leprosy is not just a physical disease. It's a social disease as well. Because someone with leprosy, he could not stay in his community. He was not allowed to touch anyone. He was not allowed to live under the same roof that his family. He had to quit his job. He had to leave his town and live in an isolated place. And what's the reason or rationality for that? Well, they could not handle that disease, leprosy. They did not have a way to heal people. So they had to put in place regulations so the disease would not spread out, right? So that is the main reason for putting people out. We somehow face some similar situation with the COVID pandemic, right? In order to stop this pandemic, some recommendations and laws were put in place, a social distance, mask, and now the passport vaccine try to stop this disease to spread further and bringing more death. So even though it was for the sake of the community, it was a hard disease to have, because they will not have the relationship with their family anymore. They will not be able to touch another person anymore, because through the touch, they understood that they could transmit the disease. So they were cut out completely. So leprosy is not just a physical disease, it's a social disease. But it's a religious disease as well. And why I mean what I mean by that? Well, the person that would declare that someone had leprosy was the priest. Yes, when we think about priests, we think about Jerusalem, the Temple of Jerusalem. But we know as well there were priests around the villages and towns to serve the community. Not every town had a priest, but yes, there were priests for regions where people would go for situations and for some ceremonies, right? And the priest, as they examine a person and identify the disease of leprosy, they would consider that person unclean. So that person was unclean to live with their family, but it was unclean to participate in religious activities as well. they are unclean. They cannot take part. So is a physical disease, is a social disease, it is a religious disease, and even a spiritual disease, because the mindset of the time is that if someone had a disease, and leprosy in special, that was a punishment from God or a lesson from God. Listen, I'm not saying that is God's way of doing. I'm just describing the mindset at the time. Well, what's the mindset? That they had to they understand that any disease was a punishment or a lesson from God. So they felt I did something wrong. And that's the reason I'm suffering this disease. I cannot be with my family. I'm suffering physically. I cannot partake on religious life and ceremonies, and God doesn't love me. So you see, it is more than just a disease. It's layers and layers of a disease. And Jesus met someone. Ah, he was cast out, right? But what is the script of the kingdom? To come after the poor and proclaim good, the good news. And remember, the poor is for the unfavorable, right? Those that don't live marginalized in the society. To proclaim the captives will be released, the blind will see, and the oppressed will be set free, and they will live in the grace. So if there's someone that needs the manifestation and the power of the kingdom, were those with leprosy. Who would you consider today having a leprosy? Who would be the lepers of a society today? The cast out, the marginalized. Sometimes marginalized by family, society, religious people, even from God. Who are those people that we could relate to leprosy? What we know is that Jesus was not far from them. Jesus went after them and loved them. And the kingdom manifested to them. When the man saw Jesus, he bowed down, or he bowed with his face to the ground, begging to be healed. Lord, he said, if you are willing, you can heal me and make me clean. He called him Lord. I know you have the power over the diseases. I have heard. And please heal me and also make me clean. You see, when someone was healed or recovered from leprosy, he was supposed to go to the priest again. The priest was the one that would declare that he was unclean and with leprosy. Therefore, it was the priest that would say, you don't have leprosy and you are clean again. And just after this declaration by the priest, and even some suggest a certificate, the priest would generate a certificate, produce a certificate so he can show to his family, I can come back home, I can back to my work, I can back to my religious activities, I can come back because I'm clean. I'm not just healed, but I'm clean from that disease. So was the priest that were able to declare someone clean. So when he says, Jesus, you can heal me, yes, you're the healer. But you can make me clean, he's saying, you have the authority of the priests. So we see here even this priest role of Jesus Christ. We have seen him as the rabbi, as the great teacher, the preacher, the one that has authority over the demons, the healer, the one that has authority over creation. And now we see him as authority over the laws of Moses. Moses had set up those laws. And I know that you can call me and make me clean. I know, Jesus. He had faith. And what happens? Verse 13. Jesus reached out and touched him. "I'm willing," he said. "Be healed." And instantly, the leprosy disappeared. Let's reflect here. First thing that Jesus does, he touches that man. Interesting that Jesus just broke a law from Moses because nobody was supposed to touch a leper. If someone touched a leper, that person was considered unclean. And now he needs to go through a process of purification so he can be part of the worship service again. So somehow Jesus breaks this law. It's not a moral law. It's a sanitarian law, but he does it. And he knows it. And he knows that according to the understanding, he was unclean. But he decided to touch it. When was the last time that man had received, experienced someone touching him? When was the last time he held his children or maybe his wife or his parents? You see, today we are aware of many studies related to the power of touching, right? And development of children and health and many other aspects. Children that receive hugs, that parents touch them, usually they have more probability of a better health, a better self-esteem, a resilience, and all that is acceptance. It's love, right? There's power in the touch. And the touch of Jesus here takes me back to Genesis 1 and 2, when God had created the earth just by his voice and his word. But now when he was creating humankind, he touches humankind. Jesus decided touch that leper. He's saying, "You are love. You are accept. God loves you." Instead of the uncleanness and the disease infected Jesus because he touched him, Jesus' cleanness, his purity, his power took over the body of that man. And that man was clean. It's not that took a few years or hours or minutes. And exactly moment he was healed. That's the power of the kingdom. That's the kingdom way. Touching those that are not supposed to be touched. Loving those that are not supposed to be loved. Reaching out to those that are cast out. That is the kingdom. And how should I do? As apprentice of Jesus, go after. Touch them. Show the love of God. Involve them. Accept them. Can you imagine if we were really followers and apprentices of Jesus, how the world will be different? How racism, how segregation, so how hatred would disappear? And what is said is most of the hurt, the segregation, the racism, the the hatred that comes and is experiencing the world comes from religious group. I tell you, that is not the kingdom's way. It is not. Because our Jesus is different. The kingdom way is proclaim the good news to the poor. Proclaim that captives will be released, that blinds will see, the oppressed will be set free, and that we live in the time of grace. Wow. Verse 14. Then Jesus instructed him not tell anyone what had happened. Be between us. You see, Jesus was not after followers. Jesus was not after the spotlight. Jesus was not after having a great multitude after him to be declared the one. He would flee from that situation. And I think one of the aspects is for sure that would go in a different path that God had revealed for him to fulfill his purpose. But I tell you, in the worship of people, there's a great temptation. We have the temptation of to feel more than we're supposed to be. We have the temptation to please people. We have the temptation to have many followers and be the idol, be a reference, be a model. And Jesus was fleeing from that. So he says, don't tell anyone. It's not necessary. The most important for you is for you to understand what happened in your life. It's for you to understand that God's kingdom is a loving kingdom, and the kingdom loves you, and the kingdom have authority over everything, even the laws. And the kingdom comes and touches people. Kingdom comes after the cast out. And Jesus said, he said, go to the priest and let him examine you. Take along the offering required in the law of Moses for those who have been healed of leprosy. This will be public testimony that you have been cleansed. Hey, follow the recommendations. Follow the law. I have declared that you're clean. I have declared that you're healed. But go there. You see, it's not because Jesus broke the law that he did not promote the law. He broke the law because people are above any law. And if for some reason people being oppressed, maybe we are missing the point of law. And I'm talking even God's law. The salvation. And I know people may take this phrase, what I said, out of context. I'm aware of that. But we need to understand. Loving God, loving your neighbor, and loving yourselves is the fulfillment of God's law. It's Paul that says that. Verse 15, but despite Jesus' instructions, the report of his power spread even faster. And vast crowds came to hear him preach and to be healed of their diseases. Yeah. People saw it, people told everyone around, and more people came. And what Jesus did? But Jesus often withdrew to the wilderness for prayer. He withdrew. That is not my mission. That's not the way God wants. And I need to focus and be isolated to keep the mission that I have to be fulfilled. And more than that, in prayer, I need to understand what's God's will for me. And my dear friend, I do believe that morning that Jesus made that miracle, he had his moment with God. And his moment with God, God revealed to Jesus, hey Jesus, among those 200 cities and villages of Galilee, go to this village. Because there's someone that needs to understand the kingdom of God. There's someone there that must experience the power of God's kingdom. There's a leper there. And he needs to see the manifestation of God's kingdom. So go there. The Father would reveal to Jesus what to do and to say. And Jesus went. Are we connect with God and let him to present our path? To say our words? And show our plans? The kingdom. Jesus the priest. The one above Moses' law. The one that can heal physical diseases, social diseases, religious diseases, and spiritual diseases. And he can do that for you as well. And as an apprentice of Jesus, guess what? We need to heal physical diseases, social diseases, spiritual diseases, or religious diseases, and help them to be healed spiritually. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thanks so much for your blessings, and thank you for this account. It's beautiful to understand more and more about the kingdom of God. Help us, Lord, to live this kingdom life. Help us to follow Jesus' example and do the same. Forgive our sins and be with us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hey, let's go to our questions for reflection. So, what is happening in this passage? What stuck out to me? What can I learn about God and his kingdom? And what ways has Jesus loved and served? How should I love and serve according to Jesus' example? What specific steps can I take to apply these lessons in my life? How can I share these lessons with others today? May God bless you abundantly. May God guide you to experience the kingdom of God and to express the kingdom of God. I pray. That you and I, we experience the kingdom, and that you and I will be channels of this kingdom. We finish our 8th week here, and I hope to see you next week when we start our 9th week. May God bless you. See you then.
Experiencing Jesus in the Gospel of Luke.